JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Retail trade, we were spending until it all went...
Yeah. Look, Mike, okay, we're in lockdown, but one of the advantages we have now from an economic perspective is that we've seen what happened last time we were in lockdown, and that's relevant because we need to look at the momentum that we had economically going into this lockdown, and I suppose that shines the light or spotlight also on the key issue from an economic perspective, which and that's all about duration. It's all about how long does this thing last. Now, yesterday, we had the release of the second quarter survey of retail trade. So retail sales volumes lifted 3.3% on a seasonally adjusted basis. Yes, the data is a little bit aged, and right now predicting what happens over the next few months is highly conditional on what we just talked about, the duration, how long we are locked down. But what that 3.3% rise tells us is that household spending momentum was very strong leading into yet another lockdown. It's a very solid number. And the first quarter numbers were revised up as well. So just quickly looking at the composition, accommodation spending up at 11.4% in the quarter. So we were getting out and about there. Having the Australians here for some of that time would have obviously helped. Food and beverage services, quite strong. Consumer durables, electrical goods, still buying the hair dryers and the microwaves, 6.9% there. Furniture up 4.8%. On a value basis, retail trade rose 4%. But it leads us to start thinking about second quarter GDP, Mike, and that certainly points to a potentially strong growth for that quarter. I would make a couple of observations here, Mike. The RB noted in their recent monetary policy statement the fact that we've come out of these, all the previous lockdowns, with a surge. We've got that pent-up demand. When we do come out, we tend to come out at a fast trot. Now, lockdown also doesn't mean activity automatically grinds to a halt for everyone. Yes, certain sectors are affected badly, but not everyone. The other issue is income support packages play a key role here, and the wage subsidy and resurgence payments, they've all kicked back in, and these are chunky numbers. $484 million has already been paid out under the wage subsidy. That's half a billion dollars, Mike. So that does allow people to keep spending. But that money obviously has to come from somewhere, and it comes from the extra borrowing that the government has undertaken. It's not Scotch mist. It has to come from somewhere.
It's not Scotch mist. Right, the reporting season, by my cursory observation, appears to be fairly positive so far, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. If we pick a theme so far, the theme is strong. So restaurant brands, let's look at restaurant brands. We like looking at restaurant brands because it's a bit of a barometer of sort of strength in the underlying economy. As a reminder, that's KFC, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, Carl's Jr. Obviously, they get hit pretty hard in level 4, so they'll be hoping for a speedy move to level 3. Note, restaurant brands also has exposure outside of New Zealand now as well, so it's got operations in Hawaii and California. Result for the first half of 2021. One financial year strong, as I said, becoming a bit of a theme, all divisions bouncing back, the California acquisition performing well, revenue $540.7 million, that's up 41% on the previous corresponding period that was COVID affected. But if I look at 2019, it's 17% ahead of that. New Zealand up 37%. They did say cost pressures creeping in. Australia up 24%. Share price reaction positive yesterday, up 3%. And very quickly, Somerset, retirement village operator, 33 sites. They've got a number of development sites in Victoria as well. Strong result also. Net profit after tax, $75 million, up 68%. Total assets, $4.4 billion. Share price also reacted positively yesterday, up 4.5%.
We'll take all the good news we can get. What are the numbers?
Right, the Dow Jones, another positive day there, just up just under 100 points, 35,434.28%. The S&P 500, 4490, up 10, also about 0.25%. And the NASDAQ, actually a record high there, over 15,000 for the first time. At the moment, it's 15,017, up 75 points, which is about 0.5%. The FTSE 100, 7125, up 17. The Nikkei, up 238 points yesterday. 27732. Shanghai Composite, also a bit of a bounce back here in China, up over 1%, 3514. Quite sort of muted numbers for Australasia yesterday. The ASX 200 up 13, 7502. And New Zealand, 13,071, up 8. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar, a bit of strength, 0.6944 against the US, 0.9573 Aussie, 0.5912 euro, 0.5059 pounds, 76.17 yen, gold $1,805. And we've had a bit of a bounce back in Brent crude, Mike. There was a fire in Mexico, a supply issue there. $71.01.
All right, mate. You have a good one. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.